Good morning, everyone. Human rights officials believe they make for very depressing reading. The CIA is depressed that they were released at all, but two major events relating to torture and the Obama administration and the previous administration, the Bush administration, the president absolved the CIA from prosecution for alleged harsh tactics with interrogation of terror suspects during the Bush administration, and the White House released four memos detailing the directives from the Bush administration, the so-called torture memos. The release marked the most comprehensive public accounting to date of a program that some senior officials say probably included illegal torture. Joining us to talk about the release, the process described in the memos, and the consequences of apparently absolving the CIA from any prosecution is Jane Mayer, New Yorker writer and the author of The Dark Side, which comes out in paperback next month. Jane, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much.
First of all, let's climb inside the mind of an investigator here. How did investigators like yourself know for sure that these memos existed based on how the news leaked out of what was going on in some of these detention locations?
Well, one of the most important points that's kind of been lost in all this, when you know, everyone says the CIA did not want these memos out. In fact, there have been people inside our government, inside the CIA, inside the FBI, inside the Justice Department, and even in a couple of people in the Bush White House, who, when they saw what was going on in this program, said, basically, this is illegal, this is not American, I don't want any part in it, and they talked to reporters. And eventually, a number of these memos leaked out. The original torture memo came out right after Abu Ghraib. And these are the first memos that where we've been able to really examine the CIA's program in particular, though.
Now, it's coded in language that I hope you'll help us to understand, but it seems that basically what's going on here is when the administration says it got approval from the Justice Department, that's a signal to investigators that there's got to be a set of documents somewhere that describes the alleged torture techniques and then evaluates them and presumably says they're not torture. And is that what's been released here?
Exactly. What these memos do is they make legal acts that were criminal prior to these memos.
Is this reverse engineering? In other words, is this the kind of thing where I got permission only after I got in trouble, Mommy?
Well, good question. I think we've got to know more, and there are plenty of questions still to find out. I mean, in particular, one of the big memos here is written about one detainee, Abu Zubaydah, and the memo is dated in August of 2002, which is several months after they already had and reportedly were interrogating Zubaydah in very cruel ways. So it may be after the fact, in which case it's kind of a cover-up memo
right,
to some extent.
Exactly. Let's get into the language. I was surprised to learn that facial slaps are, in fact, not painful.
Well, you know, there was even one of the lawyers in the Justice Department who subjected himself to a number of these techniques, including waterboarding, to see if he could figure out if it was torture or not. And what you're looking at here is a bureaucratization of cruelty. It is this very sort of, you know, kind of question of how many angels can dance on the head of the pin. What's pain? What's severe pain? It's a very weird combination of something that seems very modern and other things that seem medieval.
Although the Sean Hannitys of the world, and I evoke the SH man often on this program, would say no. In fact, this, in the language, shows how tender and caring the Bush administration actually was. What nation would do something like this unless they cared about people?
Well, I mean, what you can see is that there are doctors all over this program and scientists. There are many scientists from the CIA's science division that seem to be involved in this program. And sure, that's one way to look at it. And then another way to look at it, if you really know much about torture in the world, is doctors are almost always present in torture because they are able to walk the fine line between hurting someone and killing them. They know where to stop. And that's why they've got they're monitoring KSM's oxygen levels while they are waterboarding him.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that's the acronym you're using there. What do you think the consequence is for the Obama administration apparently deciding not to prosecute CIA officials?
Well, I mean, I think, again, they are also trying to do a balancing act here. They realized that it would be politically toxic to prosecute people who were given permission by the Justice Department to do these things. And it's politically, as you say, controversial even to hold these things up to the light of day at this point. You know, I don't think it's the end of it if that's what people are thinking, not legally and not politically. I think these, every time we see another document, it begs for more information.
Perhaps the biggest headline here is that this is another example of the Holder era at Justice, in the sense that he's climbed out from underneath the Ted Stevens prosecution, getting him exonerated in a sense, has climbed away, you know, has aggressively pursued a prosecution in the Department of Interior, now is definitely moving away by releasing these memos from this sort of torture era. What do you think this says about Eric Holder, the Attorney General?
Well, I mean, I would like to focus on, for the moment, the positive side of this is this was a very hard thing to do. Our government has done something almost no government around the world has done. It has published for the world to see some documents that are so self-incriminating, so disgraceful, because they really think it's the right thing to have this transparency. Mm. So, I mean, I would focus on that for the moment. They've said that they're definitely not going to prosecute people who followed these orders at the CIA. They've said nothing about the people who gave these orders.
Right. Jane Mayer, thanks so much. New Yorker writer and author of The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals. It's out in paperback in May. She was talking about the torture memos, the approval memos that actually describe and give deliberate approval from the Justice Department for so-called enhanced interrogation of detainees by the Bush administration.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.